charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon. 551-0225.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Michael Bloomberg qualifies through polling results for tomorrow night's Democratic Party presidential debate in Las Vegas. Bernie Sanders' campaign has been attacking some of Bloomberg's past statements and policies as New York City mayor.
Bloomberg responded by releasing an ad filled with angry and inappropriate tweets and memes from Sanders supporters aimed at the 2020 Democratic contenders. The Sanders campaign fired back, accusing the Democratic establishment of perpetuating a false myth.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. The Boy Scouts of America files for bankruptcy protection, facing lawsuits over sexual abuse by scoutmasters or other adults.
The organization could be forced to raise money for a compensation fund that could total more than $1 billion. A spokesman claims scouting will go on, saying local councils are not filing for bankruptcy because they are legally separate organizations.
Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
to a what start at 6:05 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's find out what we can expect the rest of today.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
I wonder a song, an Eddie Rabbit song, I Love a Stormy Night or something like
love
that.
Love a Rainy Night.
Love a Rainy Night. Yeah, it was stormy, rainy, very heavy downpours. I had about 1.23 at my house, and the airports had 0.88, and showers and thunderstorms will be around from time to time today, with 74 today, 58 tonight. Tomorrow, maybe some morning showers. I think much of tomorrow is dry, cooler, 61. Then another surge of rain late Wednesday night into Thursday. Boy, that's a drenching cold rain. Thursday's high, barely 50. Then dry, sunny, cool Friday. Saturday, dry, sunshine, high in the upper 50s, maybe teasing 60. Right now, this morning, cloudy skies. The rain has ended at the airport at the moment. It's 61, 607.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Good morning, everyone.
You know what day it is?
It's National Drink Wine Day today.
It's National Drink Wine Day.
Do you drink wine?
Is it too early for a drink?
Anything to drink. Some wine, perhaps.
Is it too early to have a drink?
On the 18th of February, it's National Drink Wine Day.
I don't start drinking this early.
Didn't Jesus drink wine?
Yes,
but not this early in the morning.
And do you know what time it is?
It's wine time.
I actually made a pretty nice percussion.
That worked.
Yeah, we were here yesterday. We didn't get the day off. But today feels like a bit of a slump, doesn't it? I don't know if it was the rain. How was the steak?
Oh, the steak was juicy. That was a ribeye, right?
Yeah.
Is that cost plus 10% at food outlets?
It's less than that, actually.
It's on sale.
$7.88 a pound.
For today.
And there were three in a package that screamed buy us.
Oh, gosh, it was so good. And those creamy eggs, are those farm eggs?
Those were courtesy of Papa John.
Uh-huh.
And
so creamy.
We had to kind of reach a deal because he needed empty cartons to put his farm fresh eggs in.
Oh.
So I ordered them. Why not? Amazon had them. It wasn't expensive.
All you got to do is order the actual thing to put it in, right? The actual cartons.
Yep, that was it. And they are just, aren't they nice and beautiful and golden?
Oh, yeah, I love them.
And lovely. I don't know what else to focus on this morning. The news is,
let's see. Did you see the crash?
Yes,
in the last lap of the Daytona 500.
Yes,
he's in serious condition.
I guess he's expected to survive.
Yeah, it's not life-threatening, but it was one of the most horrific crashes I've seen. You know, the one that killed Earnhardt?
Yes.
Didn't look spectacular.
No. It looked like he just T-boned into a wall, but I guess he broke his neck on that impact.
That's this day, by the way. That'll be on the timeline.
I didn't know that. Would I be guilty of sensationalism if I put that crash on?
No, I mean, Facebook. I'll tell you what. The video is just simply amazing. It's like you can't look away.
They also have it in slow motion. Mark Cumby sent me that.
Oh, yeah?
So, I'll put that up there.
Wow, it was spectacular. I turned away, I guess, before that because I was watching a lot of that. I'm not a NASCAR fan.
It's not like you don't have distractions in your living room. I nicknamed Rich's living room Seizure City because if you're prone to those, you're going to, with all those screens and everything else.
How can you watch all of those? Well, you don't really, you kind of scan.
What is this pan I'm seeing? Oh, I can't use that because we don't have a stove.
Oh. What is this? What is it? Oh, it's a nonstick thing?
Nonstick cast texture. No.
Oh, there's one of those chopperoos. I don't have one of those.
None of those things ever work the way they do. You get one of those, bring it home, and you're chopping, and
yeah,
you got scratch marks on your counter.
Yeah, I know.
And big lumpy things underneath.
Yeah.
Look at that. You can scramble eggs with a beater right in the frying pan without ruining it.
There you go.
I tend to believe that any fry, I don't care how they advertise it, if you try hard enough, you can
scratch.
Yep.
Yep.
And ruin it.
I'm afraid so.
We are at 6:10. The William Tell Wake Up is just ahead, and so is our, I think we're going to do our rocket scientist. I'm not sure yet. It's a day filled with uncertainty, for whatever stupid reason, at 6:11. Local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery County authorities are looking for a man wanted on felony domestic violence charges. Authorities say 22-year-old Aunakeo Davis seriously injured a family member by throwing hot liquid on them. Call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP if you have any information. Police chiefs from across the state are in Montgomery this week learning about the latest technology and training for officers. This includes the latest body cameras, new vehicle styles, and virtual reality training. And the Selma Interpretive Center will soon be expanding. The National Park Service is coordinating with the city of Selma to expand the facility. This includes new exhibits, a new state-of-the-art 100-seat theater, and a new film. The expansion also includes structural improvements to the building. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Jenny King, the King of Clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JennyKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JennyKingCleans.com.
Jenny King. King of Clean.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you gonna do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at LightStream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's LightStream.com/news for an additional discount. LightStream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/news for more information.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Lee Intel Wake Up at 6:14.
Everybody's talking about the new Samsung foldable smartphone. But if you're a diehard iPhone user, don't worry. There's something brand new. Introducing the new iPhone 12 foldable. Everything you love about your iPhone in a new, sleek, foldable design. If you order now, you'll get a brand new iPhone 11, a ball peen hammer, and a 1-ounce tube of clear caulking compound. Simply place the iPhone face down on a table with half the phone extending over the edge, grab the hammer, and voila! How cool is that? Now, pick up half the phone off the floor, line the jagged edges up, and smear some of the clear caulking compound in between. Doesn't that look great? Congratulations on your new iPhone 12 foldable from Apple. Hey, Samsung, suck it.
Presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Everybody says it's BS, but it just continues on. These Sports Illustrated folks have decided that...
Oh, no. What is this?
Yeah, the swimsuit issue.
What is this?
They want diversity because diversity is so effective.
Yeah.
So you're going to see a very different look. I mean, you'll see some, there's some cougars in there. There's some chubby.
Yeah.
Extra
older.
Bald. So they want to be.
What's wrong with the swimsuit issues we got?
I know. Other than... So anyway, the final six models in their search for the annual swimsuit issue feature almost every look except normal, what you might consider to be expected in the swimsuit issue of Sports Illustrated.
14-year-old boys everywhere are mad.
Yeah.
Angry.
They're going to be... palpitating, waiting for this annual treat, and it's.
I like a girl with hips. I really dig big underwear, and a balding girl with a dome on top. I can't resist her lack of hair. I'll look at a grandmother, think she.
Difference from what we're accustomed to seeing. Why is this girl bald?
God, I don't know. Why? Why are they doing this? They're saying, well, it's...
Social justice warriors. You know, if you take a good look at what you're watching on TV, on almost any channel, and look at the commercials, look at how they portray society.
I know.
It's...
It's a shocker. If you could bring back your folks and show them some of the commercials and some of the way and the political correctness of today, you know?
Now, this 55-year-old grandma who is one of the swimsuit models, I mean,
well, for 55 years old, she looks... She's taking good care of herself.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Curvy. I don't know why that girl is bald.
The one on the left is a little too chunky.
I had a choice on this between the swimsuit issue or teaching how to talk gangsta. What would you rather learn to do?
Gangsta.
Honestly, probably would have rather heard you talk gangsta.
Gangsta.
Well, Here we go. Especially with those who are born before 1964.
And now, here's how to talk like a gangster for boomers. Here's how to say, you are beautiful, like a gangster. You be stupid fly. You pull up your bumper and smack that monkey. Repeat. You be stupid fly. Let me pull up to your bumper and smack that monkey. And that's how you say,
it's just the one.
You are beautiful. Gangster style.
Years ago, we used to have the grandma gangster phrase that pays. And we would do translations of hip-hop songs.
You stupid fly.
Yeah. How's that go work again? Spank that monkey?
Spank the monkey or something. Like I don't know.
You pony,
you dog
face pony soldier. 622. Has the rain moved off now for the time being?
Yeah, for the time being. That's the northward moving front. So the front has gone through. That's the warm front going north.
Isn't Mississippi getting tons of it right now, or they're headed, or it's headed, or yes, more of it coming?
That's part two. That's with the what's with the cold front, and see that line over there. That's the cold front. So there's the warm front moving north, and there's the cold front moving southeast. That's what's going on right there.
Yeah, they had somebody. I saw somebody on TV from Mississippi yesterday. Kinds of flooding.
They got that big river.
It was just kind of cool this morning to wake up with a
what's
light.
The name of that thing again?
Rumble.
Yeah.
I was grilling in the rain.
Yeah.
I kind of enjoyed that.
That was really a juicy steak. That was a juicy steak.
Food Outlet. Good. This is the last day, by the way. $7.80 a pound for ribeyes, and they are awesome. Ooh. Among saving in all departments, we'll run down the rest of the specials in just a little bit. Brian Jewelry in Prattville has taken care of Valentine's Day, so what's down the road? Well, the year is filled with anniversaries, birthdays, and other occasions. And Brian Jewelry can take great care of you no matter what it is. When you're shopping for a specific person and you're stuck for an idea, they're the people to go see. A, they have an incredible collection. And anything that they have in-house can be modified at your request if you want to really customize it for the person you're shopping for. They're really good at asking the probative questions that define the individual you're looking to buy a gift for, and then making suggestions based on the information you provide. Now, maybe you have something in mind. You can drive all over creation trying to luck into it, or you can just go there, and if it's not in their showcase, they can make it. They can make it so. They've been doing it for 6.5 decades. Lynn and Kenny and that great team up there, easy to work with. They do a beautiful job. So remember, the next time you have an occasion, and get ahead of it. I've already got Janelle's birthday present.
Hey.
And they have a wish list. You may want to encourage the one you love to take a look. And
apparently Janelle took advantage of that.
Yeah, so that made it real easy for me. Brian Jewelry at 1778 East Main in Prattville, and shop online at brianjewelry.com. Join their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. The timeline for the 18th of February is next.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We've got light to mostly moderate traffic around the boulevard already this morning. A lot of folks headed into the city. The state workers are back in the mix this morning after being off yesterday. So just be advised, it's going to get very busy here in just a little bit. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown. On Highway 331, if you're headed into Montgomery, we had an accident earlier this morning on Hobby Road. Use caution there just in case they're still working in that accident. Other than that, we don't have any other accidents to tell you about this morning in the Montgomery area. None that we know of anyway at this time. So buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. It's raining savings at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Toyota Camrys as low as $185 a month with approved credit. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
United for your comfort. Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
Come see us downtown at the Multiplex February 21st through the 23rd for the Home Building and Remodeling Home Expo.
Meet United staff and let them answer any questions or concerns you have with your home's heating, AC, plumbing, or electrical needs.
Maybe you have questions about hot and cold spots, tankless water heaters, Wi-Fi thermostats, or what about LED lighting and electrical panel upgrades? Or maybe you just need to know about our yearly maintenance plans.
Come see United downtown for all the answers, the latest technology, some free giveaways, and special sign-up at the show pricing for new customers for a $99 maintenance plan with a spring and fall tune-up.
If you're building or remodeling, come by our booth and see us.
Go see United February 21st to the 23rd at the Home Expo and save at the show or call 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net. Check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Yes, you know it's true, but it's already Tuesday, and that's kind of cool. Wednesday, Thursday, next comes Friday. The calendar looks short, babe, a four-day work week.
At 6:29 with the timeline for February 18th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
I can just see the piccolo players as they recorded this 49th day of the year, 317 days remaining on Eat Ice Cream for Breakfast Day.
It's too late.
I don't think I ever have eaten. Maybe. It's National Drink Wine Day. You know, as a kid, I was amazed that the kids in France are supposedly drink wine at breakfast.
Yeah, they're kind of brought into that culture very early.
Wow. It's National Hate Florida Day.
Oh, that's easy.
On this date in 1861, Jefferson Davis, a veteran of the Black Hawk and a Mexican-American Wars, begins his term as the provisional president of the Confederate States of America. As it turned out, Davis was both the first and last president of the ill-fated Confederacy. Born in Kentucky, raised in Mississippi, he graduated from West Point in 1828. We forget that they were once, you know, these guys went to West Point. 135 years ago, 1885, Mark Twain's Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. A lot of colorful language in that book.
Yeah.
That would never fly today.
Haven't they pulled that off the shelves now?
In many, many libraries and schools, you can't read Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. 91 years ago in 1929, the first Academy Award winners announced, but the awards weren't handed out till 3 months later. This is odd. On this date in 1930, Elms Farm Ollie becomes the first cow to fly in an airplane. And during the flight, attended by reporters, she was milked and the milk was sealed in paper containers and parachuted over St. Louis. Again repeating, a cow milked in the air, 1930, and the milk sent down on parachute. On that same day in 1930, the ninth planet of our solar system, Pluto, was discovered. Of course, in 2006, it was stripped of its...
Didn't they reinstate it? Or is it still on the outside?
I think it's still stripped. Here's a random fact, though. Sorry, Jay.
It's fine.
Pluto takes the longest time of the eight planets to orbit around the sun, 248 Earth years.
Right. I've done that fact before, right, in a sense that...
That's 1 year.
Yeah, since the discovery, it has not made a day. Complete...
1 day.
Yeah.
In Pluto. 1954, the Church of Scientology incorporated and was opening its first location in...
Los Angeles?
It was, as a matter of fact. 1966, Beach Boys' Brian Wilson recorded a future classic song, Good Vibration. Now, his mother told him that dogs could pick up vibrations from people. So a dog would bark at bad vibrations. So he came up with the idea of good vibrations. 1967, Kind of a Drag, the Buckinghams, pizza number one. The great song from the guys from Chicago. By the way, that's on our list of songs to do next week on the timeline. 46 years ago in 1974, Kiss released their first self-entitled debut album. And now, our song of the day. And we turn the Wayback Machine 45 years. School of Broadcasting students, this is a rather long intro. You could do a little PSA over this, talk about a station promotion, or just talk up to the first hook and shut up. In this case, a little behind the scenes on the song. 1975 Spinners from Ferndale, Michigan, moved to Philadelphia, teamed up with Tom Bell. In fact, the Philly Sound Studio house band MFSB is playing on this one. All those games people play. Spinners.
Can't get no rest. Don't know how I work all day. When will I learn? Memories get in the way. I walk around. I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
Well, I spent all that day fixing up to go somewhere. Thought I was late, and I found she wasn't there. I guess I'll find love, peace of mind some other time.
Yeah, we'll let it go there. Later on in the song, I love when that guy goes, 12:45.
I remember hearing that when I was dubbing this in yesterday.
43 years ago in 1977, Space Shuttle Enterprise went on its maiden flight above the Mojave Desert on a Boeing 747. On this date in 94, Harry Carey died in California at 83, Cubs broadcast legend. I wonder if his restaurant's still. I think it's still there.
I think it's still there.
The steakhouse, isn't it?
That's what most of the athletes or sports-related people open in Chicago is a steakhouse.
It's not on Rush Street, but it's kind of like going towards Rush Street.
I saw it once. It's on an east-west street.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rush is north-south, so it's just off Rush.
Yeah, it's off.
In that area where all the terminally hip people hang out.
Hey, we were talking about this a little while ago. In 2001, on this day, NASCAR legend Dale Earnhardt died in a unspectacular-looking crash at the Daytona 500. He was 51. He had raced for 22 years. That Ryan Newman crash, you just posted it, did you?
Yes.
You got to see the, if you haven't seen the spectacular crash on the last lap.
They have it on multiple angles on that video.
Oh, my gosh. I got to see that again. All right, birthdays. Molly Ringwald, a Brat Packer, is 52. Wow, the passage of time.
Oh, man.
52. Can you imagine that?
That's a stunner.
Matt Dillon, who was the other day a teenager, he's 56 now. Vanna White is making $10 million a year turning letters on Wheel of Fortune. She's 63. She makes $10 million a year turning letters.
Somewhere I had that song, Vanna, Turn Me a Letter.
Oh, yeah. The old box top song.
Yeah.
John Travolta is 66. He still has a 747 parked in his driveway. He's worth $250 million. Juice Newton is 68. Sybil Shepherd. Excuse me.
Get choked up about it, huh?
I do. Is 70. Remember that show she was on, the ABC show, Sybil Shepherd with...
Moonlighting.
Bruce, what?
Moonlighting.
Yeah. So Dennis DeYoung from the group of... You ever heard of Styx? Yeah, he's 73 today. He is Kilroy. And it says here from this, and you can confirm this, the rest of the band ended up hating Dennis DeYoung because of the whole Mr. Roboto thing. He hasn't been with Styx since 99.
That is all true.
Yeah. Yoko Ono is still a tender young 87.
Jeez.
She's worth $600 million. John Hughes would have had a birthday today. He wrote and directed The Breakfast Club, Weird Science, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He wrote the first three Vacation movies and Pretty in Pink, and the list goes on and on. Countdowns, 18 days till the time change, 30 days till the vernal equinox, the official MLB first game that counts in 36 days, SEC football 204 days away, and Santa works again in 315 days. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
For most of us, it was a wet and stormy night. And in fact, most of the showers and storms now are from Lake Martin down to Tuskegee and Auburn. But some of us are getting a break temporarily. Showers and thunderstorms from time to time today and tonight. 74 today, 58 tonight. Then tomorrow, it looks like maybe some morning showers, but much of the day dry, cooler, 61. Another surge of rain late Wednesday night into Thursday. A drenching cold rain. Thursday's high. Barely 50. Dry, sunshine, cool Friday. Saturday, dry, sunny, upper 50s to around 60. Right now this morning, cloudy skies. The airport has had just south of an inch, about 0.88. It's 61 degrees now, 639.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Got a good bit of traffic inbound on I-65 and 85 this morning. Moderate traffic through the interchange in downtown Montgomery. We're seeing a little bit of spotty congestion on the boulevard all the way around the city and more cars inbound on the 31s. Going to get busy here in just a little bit. Still a little bit early. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. So buckle up and drive carefully. We did have a lot of rain overnight. There are some slick spots out there this morning, so drive carefully. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop professionals and spa. It's fashion, Sally Beauty, Kano Fashion, T-Mobile, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville. Another great McClinton and Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
It's showtime. At 640, ready to join, like, right now.
With Rising.
What technological?
Technological.
Try that again. Yeah, what technological? I can't do it now. What changed your life the most over the last decade?
Okay, according to a new survey, the top three answers were high-speed internet, online shopping that's contagious, mm-hmm. and streaming services like Netflix.
Let's bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Happy Tuesday, guys.
Technologically speaking, I would say.
Exactly. I was doing so great in the commercial break.
High-speed internet. And are you spoiled if you go to a hotel? Some of these, especially if they're not a 4-star hotel, with the junky internet. I mean, the internet, it just pokes along.
I don't think I've been to a hotel recently.
Well,
to conduct that experiment,
they don't have.
You went to Warm Springs.
Wi-Fi in Warm Springs.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if I'm not mistaken, now even though Warm Springs is where FDR.
Yeah.
Relaxed and passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I recall, I was using the hotspot on my cell phone to get the internet there.
I got you.
Well, then that would go with number two, right. I guess. The second thing, which is your phone.
Yeah, and the other thing I would say is whenever I'm on public Wi-Fi, do you kind of worry about that kind of.
I've never been burned, but yeah, they tell you to be real careful.
Yeah.
I'm just sorry this list only went back for the decade because to me. Some of you are so young that you have grown up with all of these things as part of your life.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget what it was like to send the first email to somebody.
Oh, gosh.
You could compose a whole letter, hit a button, and they'd have it 3 seconds later halfway across the country. That
right.
was cool.
Of course, you'd have to dial a phone number and get into a modem. I know.
I have that sound effect here somewhere.
I remember when my parents got me an AOL account how cool it would be to be watching it when I logged in. And now I would be so mad if I had to sit there and wait for it to load for that long. But the noise that it was making. Yeah. Like dial tone, that was
and if somebody picked up the line.
Oh, yeah. You would wreck it.
See, I remember that, but I never really understood, like, the reasoning behind it. Like, I knew, like, with dial-up internet, and I remember hearing those terms, but I never really understood, like, why the fuck. It's just one of those, like, flushing the toilet while you're in the shower. You just know that you don't do that or something like that. But that was just, like, one of those rules, too. I was like, all right, we just don't get on the phone.
Let me bring back a memory for everybody here.
Okay. Oh, this is what it sounded like. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, wait a minute, it's about to connect. It connects. Oh, that sounds like 14-4. Oh, there's 14-4.
All the dogs in people's living rooms
like,
are going crazy right now.
Yeah, what is that?
And that's the sound if you leave the fax machine on.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
What's a fax machine?
Fax machine. Wait a minute, I'm getting something on my pager here.
When pagers,
I was telling someone.
Go ahead.
That I would page my mom when I got home from school, and someone in the newsroom asked, like, what's a page?
Oh. Yeah, what's a pager?
Jeez.
Like, what do you mean by that? And I was like, oh, come on. We're maybe like 4 years apart. I was like, you don't know what a pager is?
I remember that doctors.
Same here.
I had one.
I used to collect
the
little.
And then it fell into the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, no. I used to collect the hanger clips.
Yeah, the people.
And put them on and pretend like I had a pager.
People that used to have them were like doctors and emergency.
And important radio personnel.
Right. And then it became not cool to have a pager, right?
Yes. That happened. I mean, there were pager stores popping up all over the place. 2 years later, they're all out of business.
That's right.
Because things keep evolving so quickly. But with pagers, you could also message people like 143.
Oh, yeah.
I love you.
Oh, when you turn it around. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly. It mentioned.
What about, and I don't have the full list in front of me, what about like GPS? Is that on there? I mean, I just think about the days where I was so excited to be the
No, it's not on the list.
Navigator. Yes.
It's not on the list, but you're right. Can you imagine?
You can include that with your phone, I suppose. Use of your phone.
I used to have a piece of paper that said.
Maybe these things just fall under internet too, I feel like maybe. Just like taking these things on the go, that kind of thing.
But you used to have a list that, you know, like go past the gas station,
right.
And then there's a blue car, and then make a right there at the, you know, that stuff. But you don't have to.
If you run it through your car, if you use that.
The big oak, not the little oak with the rock under it.
Right.
If you use that in the car, uh-huh. and it starts giving you directions, you're getting closer, and every 5 seconds it's telling you something to do.
Right.
That, I stopped doing that. That's too annoying.
But GPS can also send you on the wrong direction.
This is true. Many people have ended up in a lake.
Yep.
Thanks to GPS. And that's the news. Back to you.
Wrap.
Yep, on that note, here we go. All right, you guys, have a great Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Hey, have a good one.
Thanks for welcoming us into your world. We appreciate it.
And as always, you can check in with our friends of our News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6. He'll finish 6 minutes there.
apparently the audio guy brought your mic down.
No idea how it sounded on the air.
Yeah, Ryan was.
We could hear it, but obviously I don't know what anybody else could hear.
Ryan was good for a couple of days. he loves you.
Mm-hmm.
He does always ask about breakfast, and I showed him the steak and eggs, and he was a little jealous.
Coming up later, what is the worst smell in the world? There's now something called the U.S. Limburg. Government Standard Bathroom Malodor.
Limburg.
Malodor.
Limburger cheese, man.
Yeah. It's 6:46. I learned all about Limburger cheese and many other things from watching the Three Stooges. Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka is an amazing company that restores choices to lives that have received the worst possible break. The kind of thing we don't want to think could happen to us, but these things happen almost daily. Somebody driving along the road, totally innocently enjoying the day, and somebody blows a light, a drunk driver, and they're in traction and facing a long-term recovery. Once out of the hospital, returning to the home, Gulf States Mobility's job is to make sure that home is ready for their return, accessible without risking further injury to the person who's trying to recover. They work with a lot of our wounded heroes coming back, facing mobility limits of a short or long-term nature. Whatever the case, each requires a customized approach, and that's what they do. If it doesn't exist, they invent it and create it at Gulf States Mobility. 1647 Coosa River Parkway. Please look them up and like them on Facebook if you need them. Their number is 514-6590. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson. As always, a job well done, guys.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Michael Bloomberg qualifies through polling results for tomorrow night's Democratic Party presidential debate in Las Vegas. Bernie Sanders' campaign has been attacking some of Bloomberg's past statements and policies as New York City mayor.
Bloomberg responded by releasing an ad filled with angry and inappropriate tweets and memes from Sanders supporters aimed at the 2020 Democratic contenders. The Sanders campaign fired back, accusing the Democratic establishment of perpetuating a false myth.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. Boy Scouts of America files for bankruptcy protection, facing lawsuits over sexual abuse by scoutmasters or other adults.
The organization could be forced to raise money for a compensation fund that could total more than $1 billion. A spokesman claims scouting will go on, saying local councils are not filing for bankruptcy because they are legally separate organizations.
Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
If you live or work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Price. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Montgomery Eye Physicians on Zelda Road for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
with Adele. Good evening. The picture? Oh, yes. It's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to today's Cheap and Trashy. First story is gruesome. Drew Carey's ex-fiance died on Saturday.
Her dad.
Her name was Amy Hardwick. She was a well-known Hollywood therapist, found unresponsive on the ground beneath the third-story balcony of her Hollywood Hills home.
Beneath the balcony.
She was still living when she was found, but she passed away at the hospital. Signs of forced entry and a struggle inside the house. And an ex-boyfriend, Amy had been saying more recently, by the name of Gareth Pursehouse, is currently being held on $2 million bail. What? Drew and Amy went public with their relationship in June of 2017. They split a little more than a year later. He issued a statement yesterday saying, Amy and I had a love that people are lucky to have once in a lifetime, a positive force in the world, but it just didn't work out for them as a couple. So he'll be off that show for a bit. Hey, how about this? Amazon's Jeff Bezos is donating $10 billion to fight climate change.
Well, that's going to fix it.
Yeah.
What do you do? How do you start? Do you call Amazon?
Maybe build the thing that pushes us just like a scintilla further away from the sun so the planet doesn't turn into a flaming ball. I got an idea. If you're really all that worried, by the way, did you see the story? I mean, you probably did. We now are leading the world in reducing CO2 emissions.
Yes, we talked about this yesterday, and I'm pleased to see that.
So am I. Nobody wants polluted air, but...
You remember a few years ago when on a summer day when everything was kind of just hazy and you couldn't see the blueness of the sky? Mm-hmm. And that's changed now. Have you noticed that?
We have made great progress with all of this stuff. My suggestion is take your damn Amazon trucks off the street if you're so worried about CO2.
But deliver my stuff first.
Yeah, before you shut them all down.
I had read a thing to sort of visualize how much money Jeff Bezos actually has.
Right.
Is that me or Greg or you or anybody here at the radio station or anybody listening is probably closer to $1 million in their bank account than Jeff Bezos is in his bank account.
What did the comedian say the other day? He got divorced and gave away half his money, and he's still the richest man in the world.
Yeah, that's great. That's true. Wow. And other celebrity stuff. This one I just have to look. We were talking about Katie Holmes the other day.
Oh, she looked great in that Kennedy series. Yeah. She was a perfect Jackie.
All it says is she's 41 and still doing handstands on the beach. I think we better investigate that one.
She's 41.
Ryan Newman was the driver that survived that frightening crash. Yeah. That I've got that on Facebook.
He's in serious condition, but non-life-threatening injuries. Right. Which, I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean that he is not in some way crippled for life or... In some other way, unable to race again.
I'm looking at it right here. Oh, my gosh.
Every time one of those accidents happens, the question comes, do race fans go to these things just to see the possibility that something like that will happen?
Race fans don't. I'll tell you now, if they're a fan of racing, they don't. And I'll tell you why they don't. Because it rarely happens.
Right. That's true. It seems like it happens less.
Yeah.
So I watched a good bit of it yesterday because it was Monday. It was a Monday. There's nothing else to watch. And they're going, look at that. Did you see that move? And I'm going, I don't get that. What just happened? What did you notice that I didn't notice?
Yeah.
I just see cars going around in circles.
I never got into to racing. I had a buddy, though, who said he was dragged kicking and screaming to Daytona one year, and he became a fan from that experience and, you know, wouldn't miss a NASCAR race.
The roar at Talladega is unbelievable. What you feel in the stands, I went once. It's amazing.
The 14 most exciting athletes in the world.
Athletes?
Excuse me.
Okay.
This is a worldwide survey.
I can't wait to grow up and be an athlete.
Yeah. Well, like LeBron James. Tiger Woods came in second, even though he hasn't really won anything. He's still a huge draw. And number three, baseball, Mike Trout.
Yeah.
He's not very exciting off the field, but he did man, he came out and he just said, I have lost all respect for the Astros. I mean, and this is a guy that never says anything about anything.
He's just so straightforward.
He is, yeah, he is like...
Even keel.
10 movie soundtracks that are more popular than the movies. That list starts with Purple Rain.
Okay.
Ozzy Osbourne has canceled his 2020 Gibbers tour.
No!
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
My plans.
Let's see. Taylor Swift's father returned to his $4 million penthouse to find a burglar inside. Chased the guy off. No arrest yet.
Is he the guy that tied up her money, or is that... I'm thinking of someone
else. You're thinking of Britney, probably.
Britney, yeah. Britney.
And Sunday's NBA All-Star Game, considering all the fuss that was made, attracted 7.3 million viewers. That's not very impressive.
No.
And that's pretty much your cheap and trashy. I know it was a weak list today. Let's see what's happening at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Proud to have them as a sponsor. Proud to be a Jack Ingram customer multiple times. Six, to be exact. And we have been thrilled with every single... okay, I see they have moved a couple of things. There's still two choices under $5,000. If you're really shopping on a budget and you want something that looks great and has been vetted, meaning the engine, for reliable driving miles, the 2004 Volvo V70 at $4,800 and the 2009 Ford Focus Sports Edition, that's also available at $4,800. So you have two options in the under 5,000 category at Jack Ingram, under 10, which is where they kind of like me to stay focused, and we purchased from there a couple of times. 2016 Hyundai Elantra, that's one of the newer additions, under 10, beautiful, only 81,000 miles, and the car looks like it just came off the assembly line. There's another Honda CR-V, if you're looking for something with a little space, maybe for the carpool or for business, or a 2002 Jeep Grand Cherokee Liberator. These cars all look amazing. The other thing, oh, and a 2013 Jeep Compass Sport, that's new. That's new to the category at Jack Ingram. They're always adding, and you can shop in any price range. And some of the best deals, like the one I just got on my 19 Rogue, it's a car that was on a six-month lease. They picked it up, got it for me, and I didn't pay the depreciation and got the 2019 edition with all the extra bells and whistles and features it comes with. It kept my payment. Oh, it went up $7 a month. Oh, the humanity. That's what they do so beautifully at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. 235 Northeastern Bypass, over 20 credit options. Don't let credit keep you from shopping and getting good wheels. You can do that at jackingram.com. At 6:58, Fox News coming up.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic as we head towards 7 o'clock. We are seeing some congestion Northeast Boulevard. Also on 231 out of Wetumpka at Rifle Range and Jasmine Hill Roads. I-65 and 85, a good volume of traffic through downtown Montgomery and building. East South Boulevard, some congestion at Troy Highway and on down at Norman Bridge Road. A lot of folks out on the road this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully. No new accidents into us to pass along to you. We will keep you updated. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is your